Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Minnesota Timberwolves open the season in a few weeks. They're playing a couple preseason games, but they open the season October 22nd at the Los Angeles Lakers. John Krasinski does a phenomenal job covering the Timberwolves for The Athletic. Joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good to be with you today. And I want to ask you first, as you get ready for the season, as you prepare, and I know you got your list of things that's going right and going wrong. What is the biggest question in your mind as you get ready for this 24-25 campaign for the Timberwolves?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the biggest thing is how does this new pairing in the front court with Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle work out? Because when you trade Karl-Anthony Towns and you trade some of the shooting and floor spacing away, is Anthony Edwards going to have enough space to operate when he has two big guys who neither one of them are knockdown shooters on the floor at the same time? And if Chris Finch and Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert and all these guys can figure that part of it out and keep the ball moving and get plenty of space for Ant to operate in, then I think they can win the championship. I really do. If they struggle with that, it's going to be a lot harder process here.
There was a quote this week that I read, and I believe it was from Rudy. He said, quote, "We got a lot of games to get used to making mistakes and learn how to maximize him," referring to Julius Randle, "for us as a team." I had flashbacks of the year, not this year, but the year before, of the how do we get Rudy and Kat and Ant all together, and how does the chemistry work? Is this another scenario where we're going to have to wade through that, or was something learned in that year, either by Rudy or Kat or Finch, to make sure that this works out and we don't have to suffer through weeks and months of, oh, they're almost together, the chemistry's almost there?
Yeah, I think that it's not going to be as drastic, certainly, as the Rudy trade was, because that trade really kind of turned this team from a conventional team to a very unconventional team. And it took a long time to kind of figure out how to work with each other. Rudy Gobert is an incredibly unique player to try and understand where he's best and how to work around him and things like that. And it takes a lot longer. In this trade and moving Kat for Randle and DiVincenzo, they go from unconventional with like essentially two centers to a more conventional lineup. You have a power forward. Julius Randle's a power forward. Now, there will be some acclimation time. There's going to be, I think, it could be, you know, the first few weeks of the season could be a little bit rough in terms of just, like, them learning each other, getting some chemistry. But I don't think it's going to be near the learning curve that it was with Gobert. So I think you can expect it, you know, to be a smoother process, even though they still will have some bumps in the road that they have to work through.
John Krasinski from The Athletic joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. John, I know that you were amongst those who were, well, not amongst those, there weren't many, who were very close to Karl-Anthony Towns in terms of coverage and getting to know him. We've heard a lot about the trade, but I'm curious, was Kat surprised? Was this a shock? I mean, it happened so quickly, we were all shocked. But was he surprised when he found out he was going to the Knicks?
Yeah, he was totally stunned. You know, there have been a lot of rumors and speculation over the last year plus that the Knicks wanted to trade for Karl-Anthony Towns. There certainly was an acknowledgement on Kat's part that given his contract status and the rest of the team's payroll, that it was going to be possible that at some point Kat was going to be traded. But I don't think that, or I know that he did not expect it to happen a few days before training camp opened. I think very earliest case scenario would have been at the trade deadline in February if the team wasn't playing well. but most expected next summer as kind of like the point where it really kind of would have ramped into overdrive and they really would have looked to trade either him or someone else. And so when Tim Connelly came to his house and knocked on his door and, you know, gave him the news, it absolutely was a shock to him.
So how did this come together so quickly from what you know? I mean, it is very rare that you see a trade like that so close to the season starting. How far back had this been this planned and to come together from what you've heard from Tim Connelly?
Yeah, so the Knicks have been making clear to the Timberwolves over the last year, really, that they were interested in Kat, that they wanted to trade for Karl-Anthony Towns. But they never really made an offer anywhere close to what the Timberwolves would have deemed acceptable. They're just like, no, like it was always Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, or some other pieces that the Wolves were just not really at all interested in. And so there was, I'll even tell you, like at the start of last week, even there was a lot of just kind of eye rolling on the Timberwolves part of like, you're not having real conversations here. You're not serious about this because what you're offering us is nowhere close to what we would need to get it done. And then toward the end of last week is when the Knicks finally relented and included Dante DiVincenzo in the mix. And, you know, DiVincenzo is a, you know, very, very good player, number one, a really, really good shooter, but also his contract is absolutely one of the best in the NBA. And so, you know, you look at those two combination factors, and that was finally enough for the Timberwolves to say, okay, this is a deal that we really like. We don't think that there's going to be a better offer at any point anytime soon. And so let's just go ahead and move forward with this and kind of start this new era that we have here.
By the way, John, Kata Bates Diop having a second tour of duty with the Timberwolves was not on my bingo card.
Yeah, very, very, very similar to the Ricky Rubio return. Yeah, a lot of emotions involved, and he's going to get, I'm sure, a standing ovation when he checks in for the first time at Target.
100%. 100%. Yeah. So Kevin Durant said this week that the Minnesota Vikings are the best team in football. Does this mean that he's trying to soften up the folks in Minnesota for a potential stop here? I don't think correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know salary caps. I was trying to figure out the numbers, but it's all mushed to me. Is there even a possibility or a chance that Kevin Durant could land here financially in Minnesota?
Well, I will say now that after this trade that they made, it would be easier for the Timberwolves to offer something that might get them into the conversation should Kevin Durant become available. There are so many hoops that would have to be jumped through, so many steps that would have to happen first for anything like that to even be a slim possibility. But prior to this, I don't think they had any chance, if Durant were ever come available, of putting together a package that would entice the Suns. But now, you know, with another pick, with Randle, with you know, some young players that are exciting, there's a small possibility. But would I bet any money on it? Do I anticipate that happening at all? No, I don't. I don't think that, you know, that Wolves fans should be, you know, kind of ordering up number 35 jerseys and getting ready for that. It is a very far-fetched dream, but not completely an impossible one, if that's the best way I can put it.
And this may be the most Minnesota take ever. The fact that we're even in that it's even a conversation at this point, I mean, just it says so much about where this franchise has come.
No, it's a great point, Dave. And kind of coming off of that, like when Julius Randle and DiVincenzo, they had their introductory press conference, it was interesting to hear them both talk about, hey, if I'm going to get traded, at least I'm going to a winner. Like, at least I'm going to, you know, to a really good organization. Yep. And to hear the Timberwolves sort of in that sentence, as someone who's covered this team for 20 years, that's not something you heard of very often. So it does speak to where they are, you know, Chris Finch, Tim Connelly, Anthony Edwards. Like, they have now an infrastructure in place that actually is attractive to other players, where for years and years and years, it was just a complete laughing stock.
is Tim Connelly the smartest man in basketball? It's kind of half kidding, but at the same time, I mean, the deals that he's pulled off here since he's been here in a short amount of time, they almost are head scratcher because they're so good. And it really amazes me, one, that he even wanted to come to Minnesota, because when he came here, they were not what they are now. But what he's turned this franchise into, to me, is something that I don't know has been done here in a long time, if ever.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been done here. He's the best executive this team has ever had by a significant margin. And he has two things that are real strengths. One is he's really connected to the entire league. Like, he has relationships everywhere. He knows what's going on. He has his finger on the pulse of everything. So that's really, really a good thing. And two is he is a really good leader of an organization. He disarms people with sort of kind of his, blue collar charm. And he's kind of like, he doesn't take himself too seriously. He puts people at ease. And I do think that because of that, he's able to do his job really, really well. And he hires great people around him. This is with him and Chris Finch together. It's by far the best coach GM combination this organization has ever had as well. And that just provides some sort of stability, some sort of like competence that is so important day to day. And he is very much one of the very best in the league at what he does. He's done it now in Denver. He helped to build a champion. He's building a contender in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. The sample size is too great for him with all the success that he's having.
Second on your list of most impressive executives, David Kahn.
Yes, right there. It's really close. Yes. Yep. It's almost splitting hairs. Really, is what it is. So.
Oh man, Johnny, thanks for joining us, man. Always good to talk to you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Dave. All right.
Take care. John Krasinski from The Athletic. If you're not an Athletic subscriber, his stuff on the Timberwolves is worth it in its own. It's fantastic. Oh.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always good to have him on as well.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.